If we could stand for the reading of the word, I'm going to get in the middle of it. I only have a few minutes this morning. Mark 8, verse 7, it says, "Then the Pharisees came out and began to dispute with him, seeking from him a sign from heaven, testing him. But he sighed deeply in his spirit and said, 'Why does this generation seek a sign? Assuredly, I say to you, no sign will be given to this generation.'" They're like, "Do something. Prove who you are." Jesus says, "I have nothing to prove. I am who I am. The more you want me to prove it, the less I want to do it." And he left them, and getting into the boat again, departed on the other side. And now the disciples had forgotten to take bread, and they did not have more than one loaf with them in the boat. And he charged them, saying, "Take heed, beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and the leaven of Herod." And they reasoned among themselves, saying, "Is it because we have no bread?" And Jesus, being aware of it, said to them, "Why do you reason because you have no bread?" He's like, "What are you talking about? Do you not yet perceive nor understand? Is your heart still hard? You have eyes and you don't see, having ears but you don't hear. Do you not remember when I broke the 5 loaves for 5,000, how many baskets full of fragments did you take up?" And they said, 12. "Also, when I broke the 7 for 4,000, how many large baskets full of fragments did you take up?" And they said, 7. So he said to them, "How is it that you still do not understand?" Lord, we just ask your blessing on the word this morning. Lord, I pray for a total recall in us. And I just pray, Lord God, that you would stir up the memories that would help us to step into our destiny. And we give you all the praise in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. I don't even know where I want to go with this morning. I just feel different. Different, different, different. The disciples had just come out of seeing him feed 4,000 and 5,000. And Jesus starts to tell them about leaven of the Pharisees. And then they remember that they forgot the bread. And they instantly get into carnal mode and are fretting about only having one loaf of bread after he just fed. Come on. How many thousand? 9,000 people. He's like, "You still don't get this. I just fed all of these people." It said because of their hardness of heart that they did not remember the miracle that had just happened to them. I think God wants us to pass some faith tests. But part of it is going back and remembering what he has already done. On a Memorial Day, this is a good message for us. How many, if you go back and you actually begin to look at what God has done in your life, with everything that God's done in my life, I should never doubt a healing again. I should never doubt provision again. I should never doubt protection again, because it's not just something he's going to do. It's something he has proven time and time and time again he's already done. So when I watch the news and when things happen in my life, and I start to complain about it or worry about the lack in some area, I think Jesus is looking at me in the same boat and saying, "Did you not learn the lesson? Don't you remember what I did for you?" Right now, we have all kinds of things to help us remember, and I need them. Sometimes I call Nevaeh, Amelia, Nevaeh, and that gift that my grandma had has come upon me of remembering names. Anybody got that? We got notifications on our phone right now so that nobody ever has an excuse for missing a birthday, right? I have a wedding ring to remind me and everybody else that I'm married. Can I just... Sticky notes. I'm getting dirty looks from... Why is that? I don't have to remember I'm married. I know I'm married. Anniversary. And if I need some help with the anniversary sometime. Notifications. We have so many things. I'm thankful for holidays, birthdays, and all the things, because I need all the remembrance. Gravestones and markers and landmarks. Why do we need so much of it? We're not just talking stop signs because we need to remember to look both ways. We're talking life itself. We are by nature a forgetful people. And I think in this country, we have amnesia. We have forgotten so much. And it's time. If I had supernatural holy, well, I do. Prevagen, or what's the focus factor? I don't need Prevagen focus factor. That's all good. But I need the Holy Ghost who will remind me of the things. Sometimes I'll remember something. It's important. I got to write it down. Or I'll look at Melanie. And I said, I know you won't remember it, but if I tell you to remember it and I speak it, maybe it'll help me to remember better. Right? There's a scripture. And in Psalms 50, God begins to speak to the nation of Israel because simply they had forgotten certain things. Now, understand this. The fuel for the fire of my future in faith has everything to do with my remembrance. Hardness of heart does not just mean stubbornness and transgression. It is forgetting the miracle that God has done in your life that will release you into the next level of faith. And so in Psalms, the 50th chapter, the Lord says something really bold. He said, you know what? If I was hungry, I wouldn't tell you. If I was thirsty, I would not ask you for a glass of water. He said, I'm God. He said, I don't need a temple. I don't need none of your goat. I don't need none of your offering. I don't need any of the rituals. I don't need any of that stuff. Like I'm a needy God. I don't need that. The whole reason why I instituted all of these things is because you forget. You forget. Why did the lamb have to happen every year? Why were the seven feasts every year about? What were the altars and the markers and the tabernacle and all that? It was not given for God. We weren't giving God anything. God does not need anything. It was given for us as a memorial. You forgot. Anybody ever helped somebody? Bailed them out of jail? Gave them a car? Paid the refrigerator payment? Helped their kids? And they get on their feet and everything's going good. And next thing you know, something happens between you and them and they forget everything that you ever did for them. Can I have a witness this morning? How do you think God feels? God wants us to remember today. And 1 Peter 3:1, it says to stir yourself up in your pure mind by way of remembrance. 2 Peter 2:3:1 is stir yourself up in your pure mind. How do you stir up your pure mind? How do you keep your mind passionate and looking forward? You stir your mind up, the Apostle Peter said, in way of remembrance. And what was he saying? He wasn't just talking about all the things that God had done. He says, remember what the forefathers and the patriarchs and the prophets said, that the day of the Lord is going to come. How many know that's something we need to remember? How many need to remember? It says that the day of the Lord and the judgment of God, there is coming a day. And it says, don't think God is slack concerning his promises in that chapter, but long suffering, hoping that a few more people might get saved. It says, because understand this, that the day with the Lord is like 1,000 years and 1,000 years is like a day, but it doesn't matter if it takes a day or 1,000 years. Remember that God is coming back. Don't forget that on your day to day. There is a day where the heavens are going to roll back like a scroll. The lion of the tribe of Judah is going to come. Kings of this earth are going to crawl into caves and say, hide us from the Lamb of God and he who sits up on the throne. We will be radiant in white, holy and perfect, and it will be the reward of the saint. That day is ahead of us. Don't forget about that or you'll be stuck in today. Don't forget to meditate that there is a, I know we got to hear, but listen, we got a hereafter. Remember that. I always say this, your worst day is the closest you'll ever get to hell if you're born again. That makes me think, in all things rejoice. For this is the will of God in Christ concerning us. I want to remember for my own life. I want to read something real quick, Deuteronomy, the 8th chapter. This is a prophetic word for America right now. This scripture is. I can't say America without saying Indiana. I can't say Indiana without saying us. So this is a prophetic word for us. And when you have eaten to the full, Deuteronomy 8, verse 10, when you have eaten to the full, then you shall bless the Lord your God for the good land which he has given to you. Beware that you do not forget the Lord your God in keeping his commandments and his judgments and his statutes, which I command you this day, lest when you have eaten to the full and have built beautiful houses and dwelt in them, and when your herds and your flocks are multiplied, and your silver and your gold are multiplied, and all that you have is multiplied, and when your heart is lifted up, and you forget the Lord your God who brought you out of the land of Egypt from the house of your bondage, who led you through the great and terrible wilderness in which there were fiery serpents and scorpions in a thirsty land where there was no water, who brought water out of the flinty rock, who led you in the wilderness with manna, which your fathers did not know, and that he might humble you and that he might test you to do good in the end. Then you say in your heart, by my power and my might and my hand have I gained wealth. You shall remember the Lord your God, for it is he who gives you the power to get anything that you got. Whenever we start to get amnesia about what God has done for our life, we become cynical and critical. Some people can even despise the blessing, despise the husband they prayed for, despise the car that they're blessed with. You begin to take things lightly. I begin to take things lightly. Then you shall remember your God, for it is he who gives you the power to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant, which he swore to your fathers, as it is this day. Then it shall be, if you by any means forget the Lord your God and follow other gods and serve them and worship them, I testify against you this day that you will surely perish. As the nations which the Lord destroys before you, so shall you perish, because you would not be obedient to the voice of the Lord your God. So here's a warning here. God wants to bless us. He wants to multiply us. He wants to give us peace. He wants to give us rest. But in the middle of the blessing, do not forget the blesser. For it is God that gives us the power to get wealth, to establish his covenant. So when I do things, Old Testament were symbols to bring people to remembrance. When I give my tithes and my offerings, you know what it reminds me of? It reminds me when I couldn't afford it, and it reminds me of when I couldn't afford not to at the same time, and it was impossible, it was supernatural, and I didn't know how I was going to pay the bills, but God showed himself faithful, so I don't have to wrestle with that in faith anymore, because God has already proven himself time and time again. Whether he has to pour water out of a rock or manna from heaven, God is my provider. And he proved me with that. So when I give an offering, I am reminding myself that he is all fulfilling, that he is El Shaddai, that he is more than enough. God does not need my money. I need to remember. I need to remember what he did for me. I need to go back to a time when I couldn't read. I need to go back to a time when I was 8 years old and God spoke to me for the first time in my life. I need to go back to age 24 when I got radically saved and filled with the Holy Ghost. When I recall those things, it brings new life for the day that I have right now. I prayed for this building. I prayed. We got together. We prayed for this church. And when the president of the bank, Bruce Walkup, threw me the keys and wrote God's House, Duggar, Indiana on it, and I walked in this place for the first time. Don't tell me God's not faithful, but help me to remember. Help me to remember. Help me to remember when I would come to church and it was like, it was everything to me because it was the only world that wasn't my world. It was like when I would come to church, I would step into a new culture. It would be a new, it becomes just another service. It becomes just another offering. It becomes just another act of obedience when we forget the God who has summoned us. That's religion. When I go through the motions and I do it, but I forget why I do what I do. Oh, Lord, help me to remember. Help me to remember the former days. Help me to go back as Jeremiah said, Lord, help me to remember the ditch that you dug me out of so that I don't take for granted the blessings that I have in the day. Give me that remembrance. Communion is about remembrance. Communion is about this do in remembrance of me and all that I've done. If we did not take communion, we'd be more like to remember what God did or less likely to. So God sets certain things in our life so that we can remember and recall on a regular basis. Some people call it tradition. I need some good traditions. The foundation of our traditions in our country, it used to be traditions that family would sit together, that families would pray together. I tell my girls every single week, you can ask them, every week, not Melanie, but the other two, I always ask them, like Chinese water torture, drip, 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 did you pray for your school lunch? Did you pray for your school lunch? Did you pray for your school lunch? Why? Because it's easy to forget. I came off of a 14-day fast one time, and you can't eat much, but you want to eat everything. And I remember my heart was just so tender and so soft. And all I had in the house, because I got rid of all the food, so I wasn't tempted, you know? So all I had in the house was a can of bean and bacon soup. Cornbread, we'll just set that off. And I remember I was just eating that bean and bacon soup and I just broke out crying, Lord, thank you for this bean and bacon too. You've done so much. Now that steak's not medium rare. Send it back. God help me. Help me to remember. Malachi the 3rd chapter, verse 16. I won't go through it. We're running out of time. But it says, there's a book of remembrance. For those who remember him, he'll remember you. By the way, I hate to keep getting on our culture because I'm just kicking a dead horse. Dead hearse. Kicking dead hearse. Oh. Romans, the 1st chapter, says the root of homosexuality and gender identification issues. You don't have to go any farther than root causes than your Bible for anything. Can I say that? The root cause is in Romans, the 1st chapter, because they refused to retain God in their memory. They refused to retain God in their mind. For when they knew God, they did not worship him as God, neither were they thankful. Therefore, God gave them up to reprobate mind, men desiring men and women desiring women and doing that which is unseemly. And for this sin, it says, the bowels of hell are prepared for those that fall in that transgression and do not repent. That's serious stuff. But it didn't begin necessarily with what we would call looking at the wrong things. It began when we begin to forget about God and who he made us to be and how he created us. When I forget God, I get cattywampus. I get completely off. I, I move from original intent. And so with this, it says, if we remember God in our day-to-day, he'll remember us when we call upon him. The great sin of Israel in Ezra and Nehemiah's day, they forgot God. They had to find the Bible again. Let's find the Bible again, right? When they remembered the Lord, they came to themselves, they're like, hey, what about God? What about the history? What about the destiny? What about the things he said about us as a people? When they remembered God, it brought revival and reformation. Can I say it just like that? As soon as they retained God in their mind and put him in the center and begin to remember, the prodigal son, he remembered his father. He was all in himself, all about himself. But when he was in the hog trough, eating husks, he remembered his father and said, I remember my daddy's house was much better than this. The remembrance of his father brought restoration to him personally. And in Israel, why did Israel go into captivity? There was a king who rose up who did not remember Joseph. That's what it says, Exodus, the first chapter. There was a king that rose up and did not remember Joseph, meaning he didn't regard any of the history of how God blessed. You're right. God radically blessed Egypt because of Joseph. God radically blessed this nation because of Christians. The day when this nation starts hating Christian, posting laws against Christians, look out. They wouldn't have 400 years of slavery because somebody in authority forgot God. David, God had won so many battles through him. And David wakes up one day and he says, you know what? Let's take a census. And a blight and a plague and the children of Israel begin to be decimated because the Lord said, don't you remember? You didn't have strength for the lion. You didn't have strength for the bear. You didn't have strength for Saul. And now you're going to add up what you got in the bank and how many military people you got to show how strong you are? Seriously? Just like with the apostles. Seriously, we got to learn this lesson again. You don't remember the loaves. You don't remember what I've done. You don't remember who I am. I want us to remember on this Memorial Day. I want it to be the fuel for the fire of our faith. Hardness of heart is not, as I said before, it's not only stubbornness and sin. It's not remembering the miracles that has brought us to this place of grace. Whenever we clean out a room in the church, this house, like all of our houses, we're pack rats a little bit. We don't like to admit. I mean, it looks clean on the outside, but you start looking in closets and finding all these things. And so we were redoing one of the offices, and man, we found stacks of pictures. I forgot most of it. Like, there's Lori playing guitar, and there's making banners, and look, there's no nothing but us. I remember the day that if Ronnie and Elaine didn't come to church, it was a prayer meeting by myself because they were my only congregation. It was just them. Could have called Ronnie and Elaine and said, so are we having church today? Are you showing up? You know? And you go back and you look at what the Lord has done, and it kindles a faithfulness and a thankfulness and a gratitude for where we're going. Lord, help us to remember. Help us to not forget. What are some things, just really quickly, that we do so that we don't forget? How many know you got to hear the word and do the word? James, the first chapter, says, if a man is the hearer of a word and not an applier of the word, it says, a man or a woman, says there, it's like somebody that looks at their face in a mirror and sees who they really are and then walks away and forgets about it. So for me to retain God in my memory, I have got to have faith with corresponding actions. I like to hear messages because it challenges me. I can honestly say there is not almost any message that I hear that I don't get anything out of when I hear people preach, because there's no area where I can say I'm perfected completely, right? The second one in retaining God in your memory is our testimony. I find out whenever Jonathan preached a good word on testimony, whenever I give my testimony, not only does it give new life to the people I'm sharing it with, but it gives me a reboot of an experience that I had. I just feel like I'm right back there again. The third thing, I'll just say this. In us keeping it as keeping God in our mind, gathering. I forget. You know what happened? Chip reminds me of who I am. Adam reminds me of who I am. I hope I remind you all of who you are. Because if not, we get in the day-to-day and things begin to slip and we begin to forget and our priorities shift. And when our priorities shift and we don't remember, that's when I believe this is a key and a core to us carrying burdens that aren't ours to carry. Let's stand to our feet this morning. When I think about the future of this house, some folks, and I'm so thankful for visitors and stuff, it means different things to different people because you have been through what it took to get here. That memory adds value. And when they went, how many know we need the temple of God rebuilt in this country as a priority? The church needs a restoration. Zerubbabel was given the task of rebuilding the temple. And God made him a promise. He said this, the glory of the latter house is going to be a lot better than the glory of the former house. But he said this, if you want me to build the glory of the latter house greater, you've got to go and find somebody that remembers what it was like before. You got to find somebody that remembers where we came from before I tell you where we're going all the way with the next step, with the next generation. And so, Lord, I just pray. I thank you that you give us the Holy Ghost. That we have a helper. We have an anointing that helps us to remember, Lord God. Lord, I pray that the book of memory in Malachi, as many times as it says that people thought upon the Lord, talked about the Lord had an archangel. He had a messenger that was writing down what we said because our memory of God is precious to him. It says that he matters. Go back over your testimony. Remember what the Lord has saved you from. I have seen blind eyes open. I have seen deaf ears open. I have seen legs grow. I have seen hundreds of people baptized with the Holy Ghost. I have seen churches built, families restored, lives changed. And my word and my God says he's not a God that he would change. So when I remember these things, I say he's still doing it. He's still available. It's still here for me. The things that he's brought me from, he's also bringing me into in a higher level of faith. If we got some areas of faith that needs settled in us this morning, your government's not your protector, your job's not your provider. God first. I speak a blessing on my family this morning. I also speak, if there's someone in here who God's been summoning you, you need to accept the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior this morning. Neat thing Lori said years ago, Lori Langley, She was talking to the Lord about this new relationship we had with the Lord. And the Lord told her, this is a new relationship to you, but it's not to me. Remember, before you were born, or before you were born again, God was actually moving in your life. You just didn't know it. He said, it's a new relationship with you and me and that you're saved, but I've been in a relationship with you. I've been working on you for years. And he brought her back to certain points in her life where God was there. That gives me faith for my lost loved ones. God's working. If you speak to me that way, her that way, he'll speak to them that way. If you want to accept the Lord this morning, slip up your hand. I want to pray for you. I want to bless you then. Lord, I thank you. Lord, help us to not take lightly. Help us to read our word and apply it to our lives so that we don't walk away and forget who we are in you. Help us to gather together, break bread with one another, communion with each other to remember who you are and what you've done. Help us to war with our testimonies and rekindle the memories of the great things you've done in the past so that our children will have a heritage of our future. Lord, help us to stir up the godly heritage within our country. Though imperfect, you have done an amazing work in this nation. I just pray this week as we walk around, you're going to start thinking about all those memories. I pray that the way of the Lord this week is a memory lane for you, that you can acknowledge and remember all the good things that he's done in your life. And I bless you this morning in the mighty name of Jesus.